This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is no real way to say what I'm about to say without it kind of clanging in the ear. So I'm just going to say it and hope you understand best intentions and context on this day. The reality is that war is expensive. It's unfathomably costly in lives and material and psychologically. But the unknowns of this and all wars for global trade and financial markets, corporations, and national economies, including this one, by the way, those unknowns are going to mean higher prices. And those higher prices, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains, generate economic risk, which is itself expensive.
For weeks, there have been warnings of a Russian invasion. But with bombs actually falling and tanks moving into Ukraine,
the mood is one of shock, disbelief.
Jacob Kierkegaard is in Brussels right now. He's a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
This is the end of the pandemic and the beginning of the era of geopolitical risk at an entirely new level. And I think many of the supply chain issues that are still with us from the pandemic, they're going to be aggravated by this.
Global energy costs will rise, and so will food costs.
Both Russia and but also Ukraine are among the world's largest grain exporters. So I think we're going to see major disruptions of the world's food supply, more important than, say, that you and I have to wait, you know, an extra week to get our new flat screen TV, right?
Additional sanctions against Russian banks and companies will mess with global trade and financial relationships, says Carrie Steinbauer at international law firm Winston & Strawn.
We are seeing disruptions already in the maritime sector, in the shipping lanes coming out of the Black Sea, and then dealing some sovereign debt. The ripple effect will be throughout the financial sector. It could impact private equity, but also mutual funds.
U.S. financial markets have already faltered since the beginning of the year in the face of rising inflation and global tensions. Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist at CFRA Research.
From peak to trough, the market is off 12%. Many of the groups that had been doing very, very well, like semiconductors, home building, are now in their own bear markets.
To gauge market risk going forward, Stovall looks to an index called the VIX, which tracks volatility. It's running high right now, which means
the market expects volatility in the short term to be picking up. And what volatility means simply is that there's greater anxiety for investors.
Stovall says there's one potential positive economic effect of what's going on now. Central banks might not raise interest rates as aggressively to fight inflation, since that could slow the global economy right when a new European war is making the future murky and dangerous. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.